Today on Gardening in a Minute, trellises. Trellises add a whole different dimension to the landscape. These vertical flat structures support many different kinds of vines, creating an attractive display even in the tightest spaces. Trellises can be made of several kinds of materials, but the most popular are metal and wood. Depending on your budget, they can be intricately detailed or simple lattice structures. You can make your own or buy one from a garden center or local nursery. Trellises can soften and enliven a blank wall, divide or screen spaces in the garden, or fill in a small space. Cover your trellises with a wide variety of vines. For beautiful foliage, choose variegated English ivy, monstera, or creeping fig. For attractive and often fragrant flowers, choose allamanda, mandevilla, crossvine, or Confederate jasmine. For more information about trellises and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, peppers. The pepper is a beautiful warm-season vegetable with a tasty crop. Pepper plants can yield anything from brightly colored sweet bell peppers to spicy hot habaneros. A wide range of others can be planted, such as sweet banana, Hungarian wax, or jalapeno peppers. You can start your peppers from seed indoors in late winter and transplant them to the garden after the last frost, or you can buy transplants in the spring and plant right away. Place your pepper plants 1.5 to 2 feet apart in the garden. Like other vegetables, they should be planted in full sun and thrive in well-drained, fertile soil. Always be careful when handling hot varieties because your eyes and other body parts can become painfully irritated. Spice up your life with homegrown peppers. For more information about peppers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, coleus cuttings. Coleus is a popular plant for landscape beds and containers because of its vivid foliage. Plus, it's easy and affordable to turn one coleus plant into many by taking stem cuttings. Start with a healthy, disease-free plant. Use a sharp, clean knife to cut off a 4 to 6 inch section of stem. Trim the stem 1/2 inch below the bottommost leaves and remove those leaves. Then just put the stem in a glass of water or a sterile media like vermiculite. Then just wait. Within a few weeks, small roots will appear. Once the cuttings have a healthy amount of roots, transplant them to a loose, rich potting soil. This technique is a great way to overwinter coleus in colder parts of the state. For more information about coleus cuttings and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, take-all root rot. Take-all root rot only affects Florida turf grasses in summer and early fall. This fungus hinders the plant's ability to take in water and nutrients. It's present on the roots of turf year-round in many lawns, but will only become a problem during or after prolonged periods of rain or when a lawn is stressed. The initial symptoms appear on the roots, but you're unlikely to notice them. If the turf is not being watered, fertilized, or mowed correctly, symptoms will begin to show above ground as irregular yellow or light green patches. Then the grass will begin to thin and die. By the time you can see the symptoms of take-all root rot, it's very difficult to control, but you can correct how you've been caring for your grass. For more information about take-all root rot and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, scarlet salvia. Scarlet salvia, a perennial native to Florida, attracts hummingbirds and butterflies with its tiny white, pink, or red tubular flowers that appear from spring through fall. This herbaceous plant can grow up to 3 or 4 feet tall and can work in a Florida-friendly landscape anywhere in the state. Scarlet salvia grows in many different conditions and is fairly drought-tolerant. Mass it together, mix it with other perennials in a border, or feature it in a container garden. To maintain a neat-looking landscape, lightly prune it during the flowering season. Cut it back at the end of the year when the foliage begins to die or after damage from freeze. Salvia often self-propagates, so you might find seedlings you can use in other parts of your landscape. For more information about scarlet salvia and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.